Okay, connecting to companies, it's not very easy. So watch this video because I'm going to show you a couple tips and strategies to get to these companies to pitch your ideas. Okay, pitching ideas. It's not easy. I have to tell you, it's actually gotten harder today to pitch your ideas to companies. And let me kind of explain what's going on here. Oh, geez. I would say about 6 months ago, I took on a couple projects and I wanted to start pitching those products to companies using all the techniques I'm going to share with you. And I realized it's gotten harder today than it was years ago. And the reason why it's gotten so difficult today is that there's just so much noise out there that people are just getting bombarded with emails and telephone calls and people trying to sell them stuff that they're putting up walls. And it's making it very difficult for us inventors to pitch your ideas to these companies. Now, you know, I'm a big believer in using LinkedIn. It's a great way to get to people, but not everybody's on LinkedIn. I'm a big believer in getting someone's direct email, but sometimes they don't respond. And I'm a big believer that just pick up the phone sometimes and call somebody and go, hey, I'm a product developer, I got this great idea. Now, what I've learned, like I said, the last 6 months, I've been pitching a lot of ideas. And I'm here to tell you, like I said, it's gotten harder. Now, these are a couple things I know that do work, and I want to give you some tips here. If you're reaching out to a company on LinkedIn, make sure it's the right company. Reach out to at least 10 people. That's right, 10 people on LinkedIn, from the president, vice president, someone in sales, new product development. And the reason why I'm saying reach out to 10 is that most people just aren't on LinkedIn all the time. I'm on it all the time, but it doesn't mean they're on it all the time. You're going to connect with someone. And when you do connect with that person, bingo. It might not be the right person, but you can kind of work it and get to the right person. So it's always about 10 people. Be patient. Connect. I don't send a message, and I don't use my premium to reach out to the people. I just connect. And when they do connect, I follow up really slowly with a short little email, and hopefully I get a response. All right. You have to recognize, too, that even if I'm doing it this way, a lot of people are not going to respond. And it drives me crazy. I know it's driving you crazy, too. So I realized that you have to keep on doing it, keep on following up, and just be patient, and hopefully you get to the right person. Oh, okay. What I also do is that if I cannot get to a company, for whatever reason, I'll try to find their direct email. Now, you have to realize, too, how many emails are these companies getting a day? In fact, someone told me that, hey, I get hundreds. How are you going to stand out among all those hundred of other emails? Well, you're not going to, because they don't know who you are. So make sure that you're following up. Make sure your subject line is really powerful, really juicy. Don't go too big, but enough that's intriguing. But follow up every 5 days until they start to respond. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're doing them a favor because you're following up. Because if they don't get it the first day, it just gets buried. It gets lost. And forget it. They're not going to find it. So follow up every 5 days. Be polite. Use a sense of humor. And just realize it's a follow-up game. I hate to tell you, you might follow up 8 times before you get a response today. That's how noisy it is out there. Now, you can pick up the phone. I'm a big believer just picking up the darn phone and calling somebody, but the person's not going to pick up. If I can get their name on LinkedIn, so at least I have a place when I call the operator to ask for someone, that's the greatest tip I can give you. But you're most likely going to be leaving a message again, and they're not going to be calling you back. Okay, so what am I saying? I'm saying that it's gotten harder, and there's a reason for it. People are busy, and they're just doing a lot of stuff, and you have to stand out. They're putting out fires, and they don't even know who you are. So because of this, Andrew Krauss and I have created a new program called Gateway, in which we have relationships with these companies, and we're building an even bigger database than we have now. We have thousands of companies now. They have a database that we can reach out to, but we're actually going a step further and actually building those relationships and telling those companies ideas are coming to them. It's called gateway. We want to be the connector. So if you're having problems with your idea that you're not getting to companies and it's not working, for some reason you're just getting frustrated, please check out our new program. It's called Gateway, where we can guarantee we can get to the right companies for you. If not, we'll give your money back. It's no big deal to us. But getting to the right people with the right idea, with the right marketing material, with the right pitch, is everything that you're going to need to get a deal. So if you need help, let us know. Fine, go to InventRight.com, look at the Gateway program. You'll absolutely love it. It's new, it's working. People seem to love it. Finally, we're doing more work for you. Okay, there's Stephen Key. This is Stephen Key. Thank you very much. Subscribe down below if you haven't. We've got 75,000 subscribers. I'd like to get to 100,000. I need your help. So once again, I'll see you next time. Keep pitching, follow up, follow up, follow up. Use all the techniques I just talked about. But if you're frustrated, let me know. All right, thanks.